Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Irv just read Paul's words in Romans. Don't you know that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried together with him through baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too can walk in newness of life. Now, I don't know if you caught that little phrase that is kind of bizarre if you really think about it. Paul says that we are baptized into Christ Jesus. It's a weird grammatical phrasing, really. We don't really talk about baptism like a baptism in that way, a baptized into something. He also says it in the same way in Galatians. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. He likes to talk about baptism this way. It's something that brings you into Christ. Again, in 1 Corinthians, he says, we were all baptized into one body by one spirit, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one spirit to drink. He's the only guy who does this in the New Testament. To the Apostle Paul, baptism is an entrance, and it's a way of joining. In baptism, we enter and join into a new union or community, into a new identity and belonging. And it is all defined by the story and resurrected reality of Jesus of Nazareth. This new community and identity are defined by the story of his life. And as we heard in Romans, it is defined also by the story of his death and resurrection. For Jesus' own life was defined by his death. His life was defined by his death. He spoke often in upsetting ways to his disciples about how the trajectory of his life was aimed not at a throne, not at power, not at ultimate influence, not at victory, not out of glorified legacy, not at success by the world's terms, but at a cross. His life and death fit together, held together by the will of God that then raised him from the tomb. It forms a single story of unending depth, love, of struggle, of reconciliation, of suffering, pain, and eventually glory. This is the story we all enter into in baptism. It is the story of a life aimed at a kind of dying. It is a story that began in the waters of baptism with Jesus and John in the Jordan and carried through to the cross and his resurrection. And this has led some Christian thinkers, some theologians, to say that the Christian life is one that is lived between baptism and the Lord's Supper, between baptism and communion, the meal he gave on the night he was arrested, and which symbolizes, among other things, his body broken on the cross. Our Christian stories take place between baptism and communion, between baptism and communion, from the water to the table. These are the markers of Jesus' story. And when we practice them, they are the way we enter into that story again. Remind ourselves. Today we celebrate both baptism and communion, where the story begins and where it leads. It's beautiful that we actually get to do both together today. I don't know if that's often the case, but we're doing it today. And today, Elise and Danica, you both enter that story through baptism. In entering the story of Christ, your stories begin anew. Through baptism, you choose a life that is dead to sin, as Paul says, and so it is a life of repentance rather than self-righteousness. It's a life that offers the forgiveness that you have received rather than holding anything over and against anyone. It's a life of service and self-offering rather than a life revolving around our egos. It's a life of generosity rather than greed. It's a life of hospitality and love rather than enmity and fear. It's a life of learning, discovery, and curiosity rather than closed-off certainty and self-deception. It's a life of reconciliation rather than a life of conquering others. It's a life of prayer, of healing, and solidarity with the marginalized. And it is a life that you will not live alone, but with a community, a new family defined by that story of Jesus. It is a family that is present here, but extends out into the world, far beyond the borders of nations and kingdoms, cultures and languages, races and ethnicities, even traditions and denominations. In Christ, we are all one. We are dependent upon one another to lift one another up, to discern together, to learn together, to share together, to encourage one another, and to hold one another accountable. Danica and Elise, there is nothing magical about this act or the water that I will baptize you with today. For those of you who don't know, I will be baptizing Elise and Danica with water right from the Medicine River near their cabin in Rimby. It was collected, what, yesterday, Suzanne? Where's Susan? Last weekend. They boiled it. It's clean. But the good stuff from the Medicine River is still in there. The meaning of baptism is not in the water, or even the act that I will, the words I'll be saying. The meaning of baptism, Elise and Danica, is in the lives that you live going out from here and the way you follow Jesus. Your lives will be proof of your baptism. Today, Elise and Danica, it is the end of the old way and the beginning of the new way. As the water is poured over you, you die to your old selves. And as you emerge, you are born again in Christ, a new creation. As I tell everyone who gets baptized, don't forget this day. What's the date today?
The 28th.
Yes, September 28th, 2025. Because this is the day you entered the story of Jesus. We're also excited to witness not only this day, but what God will be doing in and through you in your new life to come. So are you guys ready? Okay, come on up here.